It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Donald Trump's presidency ends tomorrow, and when he leaves office, we will no longer have a president who can profit from his family business while also running the country. WNYC and ProPublica's Trump Inc. podcast has been tracking the ongoing conflicts of interest of the Trump presidency, and the last episode of the podcast dropped this morning. Joining us to discuss what they've learned about Trump's business past and its future are co-hosts Andrea Bernstein, joining via Skype, and Ilya Marritz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start here with Trump's tax returns. As you both may know, he didn't release them when he ran for office in 2016, and he has managed to keep them away from investigators right up to this moment.
Yeah, it's kind of a remarkable thing. Donald Trump was the first president in decades to enter office without releasing his tax returns, and now he will be the first president to exit office, having successfully shielded his taxes from those who would like to see them. He has over 500 business entities listed on his financial disclosure, and most of them to us are black boxes. Now, we did learn an awful lot from the New York Times investigations. They obtained Trump's tax info for many, many years, including the fact that Trump paid just $750 in taxes the year he entered the White House. Kind of a remarkable thing. Also remarkable is the fact that that was news just a few months ago. It really illustrates the underlying point that we never fully understood Trump's business, who pays him, whom he owes money to, and therefore his conflicts, and they sort of remain a mystery today.
Well, one of the people who hasn't yet seen the tax returns is the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr. Andrea, what is the status of Vance's investigation and what's next?
So the case is now at the U.S. Supreme Court for a second time, even though the nation's highest court ruled 7-2 that the Manhattan DA is allowed to investigate a sitting president. And that is because Trump's lawyers are now arguing that the subpoena that the Manhattan District Attorney issued was overly broad. So by the time this all gets decided, Trump will likely no longer be sitting president. However, sometime soon, and maybe as soon as tomorrow, the court is expected to act to allow the DA's investigation to go forward, which means that Vance would get the tax returns. And legal experts have said if Vance decides he has the evidence, an indictment could come in months. And that's just one of the many cases Trump faces, including a civil investigation by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, a possible criminal investigation by the Fulton County, Georgia prosecutor over Trump's calls to elections officials there, and investigations into the insurrection. So Trump faces an awful lot of legal reckoning, and that doesn't even include the looming impeachment trial.
And if Trump pardons himself, if indeed that's a thing, does all of that go away?
Not the local cases. Those are pardon proof, and there is no legal agreement whether a president even can pardon himself.
Okay. Ilya, so what did we learn about Trump's businesses?
Well, among the things that we do know now, Donald Trump used his office, the office of the presidency, to prop up his business by spending so much time at Mar-a-Lago and other properties he owned that he effectively forced the Department of Defense, the Department of State, and other agencies to hand him millions of dollars in taxpayer funds in order to house their personnel there and pay for expenses that they incurred there. He also collected millions from political groups and individuals who wanted access to the American president. And truly, this was access politics at its most blatant. I also just wanted to mention one lawsuit which followed some of our reporting at Trump Inc., and that's the D.C. Attorney General's investigation into payments by the last inaugural committee, the Trump Inaugural Committee in 2017, to Trump's D.C. hotel. So this is a relatively small example of a charitable organization paying money to the Trumps, paying, the D.C. Attorney General says, above market rate. And it sort of illustrates how the Trumps operate. They don't necessarily think the laws apply to them. They expect to be paid. They expect to, they don't respect boundaries.
And what are the remaining mysteries in all of this?
Oh, there are so many. But, you know, I think one of Robert Mueller's top deputies, Andrew Weissman, really put a fine point on it. He brought out a book this fall, and he's pretty critical of how the Mueller probe was run. And he says one of the key failings of the probe was in treating Donald Trump's business as largely off limits. And Weissman's view is only by understanding the business can we really understand whether there was foreign leverage or compromise, whether there were debts that Trump may have owed to foreign parties. So, for example, the Mueller probe was able to show that the Trump Organization was pursuing a Trump Tower in Moscow over the course of the 2016. And he basically poses the question, what else might they have learned if they had really taken a close look and not respected Donald Trump's wish that they stay away from his business, which they largely did.
Okay, let's take a look ahead now. Andrea, what do we know about the future of Trump's businesses?
I mean, it's bad. Bankers and brokers, Cushman and Wakefield are abandoning him. I mean, the problem for Trump is that there's not a banker in the world that doesn't know what happened last week, and that bank will likely lose money if they do business with Trump. Also, his customers are not his political supporters. So take a private golfer who might be the member of the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Those are private people. They don't want their pictures taken going in and out. And there's a real expectation that the membership of those clubs hemorrhages.
Well, Ilya, what do we know about Trump's debt and how he will pay it?
Yeah, so Donald Trump owes north of $400 million to various entities. A lot of his debts are personally secured, which means that his lenders can come after him if he fails to repay. And big chunks start to come due as early as 2023. So already you've seen speculation about what assets he might have to sell off to meet these debts. Of course, it's not guaranteed that he will have to sell off assets. Donald Trump has a genius for reinventing his business and finding a way out of trouble. Really, what it recalls is the many ways he's been here before, actually, with the crises with, for example, his casinos in Atlantic City.
Well, the final episode of Trump Inc., which drops this morning, is called The End is Near, and in it you leave a time capsule for the people of 2031 so they can understand the Trump presidency. In just the few moments we have left, give us a taste of what you put in the capsule.
Oh, there's a lot of fun stuff. We have a bar tab from Mar-a-Lago. We have Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate. We have tickets to a place I visited in Ukraine called the Museum of Corruption.
My object was a check that Trump wrote to Michael Cohen to reimburse him for the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And it's just a sign how Trump could not only do all these things while he was president, but not face any consequences. One of the only consequences is the stories that we can leave and tell truthfully about what happened.
And you can hear the final episode of Trump Inc. wherever you get your podcasts. Andrea Bernstein, Ilya Marritz, thank you so much.